Hello.
A-boom.
A-boom.
Welcome back to the Maverick Podcast.
Yes.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Maverick Podcast. This is another episode. Oh my God, I'm so tired, you guys. I'm very tired.
Say, utacho ufala bana.
Hey, man, kale bana. Mwanyo anywele. My guys, look at this guy. Look at this guy, bana.
You guys should see Caleb right now. He looks like a model.
Bam Adebayo.
Looks like someone.
Miami Heat. Bam happened, eh?
If we have any Miami Heat fans, I think you know what happened yesterday, and with Miami are into the finals.
We asked the Celtic fans. It was a good fight that we fought, but
speak into the mic.
It was a nice fight for the Celtics fans, but we have got a young team. The prospect is very promising for next season.
As someone who doesn't care about Celtics and any Boston franchise, I'm glad that they're out.
White trash.
Are you serious?
But that's not why we're here. We are here to talk about Fantasy Premier League, because this has been one of the most disastrous game weeks.
What a game week
we have had in a while.
Yeah.
So, where should we begin?
It's hard out here for a babe.
I don't think there's been anyone who has had a good game week.
Yeah. Since the season started.
I think I had a good game week where I think the second game week I got like 50 points.
No,
50 points is not a good game week.
Points is average. I think if I average 50 points a game week, I'll have like 1700 points at the end of the season. So that's not too bad.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Thanks, mathematician.
So today I was just here to entertain you guys. What day today? Today is on?
Today is
Monday.
28th of September.
Monday.
Yeah. So
just so you know, this is a disclaimer. K didn't want to do the podcast. I forced him to do the podcast. That's why you can tell from
my brain is out.
He has Monday blues. Monday blues.
My brain is out.
So what do you guys think about Jamie Vardy?
Caleb. Jamie Vardy is a must-buy right now.
This is the most simple, most basic advice I always give fantasy managers. I always tell them there are three players you should not miss in your team, and one of the players is Aubameyang. You should never miss Aubameyang in your team.
In fact,
and Caleb can testify, is the only Arsenal fan, and I said this last week, the only man I know was Aubameyang's contract, so he should know. And
you know where to find me.
Link in the description will be here.
Yes.
Leave his number.
And the second player I always tell managers you should never miss this player in your team is KDB. Obviously, for obvious reasons.
How can he assist you?
He gave 2 points, man.
Hit emoji.
Yeah. You need a fire emoji for KDB.
Yes.
I mean, the highest rated player in the Premier League on FIFA for 21. So,
I mean, you
can't miss KDB in your fantasy. If you don't have KDB in your fantasy, why wachan tunayo, bro? I'm gonna say.
Tap out.
And the third player is Jamie Vardy. Apparently.
Yeah.
Vardy.
So.
No, I don't have Vardy in my squad.
But I'm
purchasing him.
Funny,
getting rid of Vanna.
Funny thing is, I played my World Cup this week because, as Caleb said before, I didn't have the best I didn't have any good game week since the season started. So I chucked out like 10, 11 players. I think of the only players I remained with, I had KDB in it, I had Aubameyang in it, and like, I think I chucked almost everyone.
Hurricane?
Funny thing about Hurricane, I had Harry in my squad, and you can remember in game week 2, he like...
got 4 assists.
Yeah, 4 assists. 4 assists to Son and a goal. Yeah. So, like, I ripped from Hurricane, I got like 21 points. But then, when I played the wild card, I thought about chucking him, and I was like, nah, he may be informed because of the assists and because of the goal, so... I said, fuck it. But I wanted to bring in Jamie Vardy, and surprise, surprise, the only player to score a hat-trick against a Pep side other than Messi. So, so surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
I didn't trust in my instincts.
Okay, okay.
How about you?
For me, my fantasy is just fucked up. I can't even... I don't want to talk about fantasy today.
Language, please.
I'd rather talk about... Oh, my God. I'd rather talk about something else.
Yeah, my grandmother listened to this podcast. Language, please.
I have... KDB didn't perform well this game week. He gave me 4 points. And it was my captain, I imagine. So that was just a hell of a week. Apparently... Yeah.
I don't even remember why I captained. I don't know why I captained.
How did you captain?
I captained Zaha.
What did you captain?
I captained Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
Hold up. Oh. Caleb just said, do you captain Zaha?
Pull up.
And Zaha got 1 point.
Yeah,
right?
So I had 2 points when I captained.
I think that's fine for us because
he had a yellow card.
I captained Harry, and Harry got like 5 points.
He had an assist.
So
what about me, who captained Fernandez?
I had 18
points.
Not 24, because he had 12 points. 24,
24, yeah. I think it was 13. 24. He got a bonus.
24 points. Huh?
Yeah. I think it was 13. He got a bonus.
Hey. It was 24 points.
That was nice.
As for me, I still have hopes with this game week, since I've got 5 players who are here to play, that are playing tonight. So I still got it, man.
You still have Salah?
Shout out to Doreen for helping Dalmas graduate.
You had to.
Yes. If Dalmas graduates, you need to buy Doreen a drink.
Yes.
Okay, we don't know who Doreen is. This must be an inside joke. Doreen, please. Anyone who knows Doreen, please comment.
Comment.
Or hit up K. We should know who Doreen is.
Yeah.
Dalmas is graduating this year, just so you know.
Wow, congratulations, Dalmas.
Thanks.
Overall, this was one of the worst Fantasy Premier League game weeks I've seen.
The worst.
One of the worst, and I'll do literally anything to take back this game week and buy Jamie Vardy, because I can't believe I chucked on Jamie Vardy.
Let the Pathfinder close the.
Okay. Very quick. What, Nini? What's your prediction for the Arsenal Liverpool game week?
Okay, for Arsenal Liverpool, I give Liverpool. Mm-hmm. Especially, I want to say that Salah is going to give us a lot of points. For those who have Salah, is now going down. There is nothing that you have to expect from him. Because he's
my bro.
The performance is going down.
No. You can't speak of Aubameyang.
You can't speak of Aubameyang like
he's some common player.
I was unhappy when you mentioned some players. I was behind that.
I'll be seeing you.
Okay.
So, what's your prediction?
My prediction is Liverpool get it right by beating this Arsenal 3-0.
Score?
3-0. Yeah.
3-0?
3-0.
That's very bold.
No?
For me, I'm Dalmas predicting a 2-1 win for Arsenal.
Oh, this is an Arsenal
fan. Dalmas is predicting an Arsenal win at Anfield. Come
Manchester
on.
United, we are not with that prediction. Liverpool.
Okay.
Okay, guys, this has been the end of the podcast.
It's been good. I hope you guys have listened to our jokes, our funny jokes, our stupid mistakes. But anyway, it is what it is. So, Dalmas,
yes.
Say your regards. Your goodbye.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you share this podcast with your friends, and you may subscribe and listen to various podcasts, our previous podcasts, even more. We're also going to upload one tomorrow, so get ready for it. Thank you guys.
I miss you, bro.
Hi.